If you're the most powerful being in the galaxy, said Hiccup, how come you didn't get your nanodragons to come and save you from the big fat Roman?
Even a living god has his weak spots, replied Zigarastica, and mine happens to be honey. I love the stuff, but the nanodragon cry for help is created by rubbing the back legs together and honey gums up the noise. It is delicious, though. However, the point is that since you have saved my life, I am honour-bound to save yours in return, however huge and stinking and wingless you are.
Thank you, murmured Hiccup.
With an ugly nose, added the creature. And those brown marks that look like spots, those are freckles, said Hiccup indignantly. They are not nice, said Zigarastica. They displease my eye. But the living god does not forget a debt. In mortal danger, you just have to say the word Zigarastica, and I shall come to your aid.
And what on earth could someone as small as you do, Hiccup thought to himself, but it would have been rude to say it. How will you hear me? He asked instead. The nanodragon ignored the question.
Just say the word Zigarastica, and I will come. However, be warned. You can call on my most glorious aid just once and once alone. When I have repaid my debt, you will become just another smelly, repellent human to me. So choose your time wisely, boy with spots on his ugly nose. Choose your time wisely.
And with that, the rude little animal gave a last shake of his wings and flew out of the window. Hiccup wasn't quite sure what to make of this conversation. It seemed unlikely that a creature as small as Zigarastica could be as powerful as he seemed to think he was, but on the other hand, I need all the help I can get, Hiccup thought, gloomily. At breakfast, Hiccup was more miserable than he had ever been in his life. He couldn't eat a thing. He just sat there, pushing his kipper sadly round his plate. His grandfather, Old Wrinkly, tried to ask him what the matter was, but Hiccup just sighed.
What does a chief feel?
Asked Stoic the Vast, seeing his son dripping.
A chief feels no pain, father, replied Hiccup glumly.
In the middle of the meal, a carrier dragon flew in the window, dropped a letter addressed to Stoic on the table, and flew out again. The letter was from Big Boobied Bertha, the chief of the Bog Burglars. The Bog Burglars were a tribe of particularly fearsome female warriors who lived on an island some way to the west of the Isle of Berk. Please see map. The hooligans had a long-running feud with the Bog Burglars, which had started many, many years ago when the Bog Burglars stole the shield of Hiccup's great-great-grandfather, Grimbeard the Ghastly. Hiccup read the letter over Stoic's shoulder.
Greetings, you fat burglar! I see you have broken the truce we have had for so many years and wish to make war with us again. How dare you steal the noble heir to the Bog Burglar tribe? You are a thief, and I give you 2 weeks to return our heir to us unharmed. Otherwise, I shall declare a blood feud, and we will sail to Burk in all our strength and exterminate the lot of you. It shall be easy peasy. You hooligans always did fight like a load of bunny rabbits. Yours very untruly, Bertha, chief of the Bog Burglars.
Stoic grew more and more purple in the face as he read the letter. Finally, he came to the end, and with a roar, he tore the paper up into little pieces and stamped on them. He was hopping mad. Stoic was often baity, often shouty, often going off the deep end. But this time, he lost his temper. And when a hooligan loses his temper, he really loses it. A hooligan in a rage yells so loudly, it makes his ordinary yelling sound like a baby's lullaby.
I declare a blood feud, yelled Stoic the Vast.
Oh, brother. Hiccup raised his eyes to the heavens. I do not believe this. This is all we need. Hang on a minute, father, let's stay calm here. I really don't think this was from the Bog Burglars. We haven't got their heir, have we? So someone else must have stolen her. I overheard the Romans saying they would pretend to be the Bog Burglars so they can get us to fight each other.
You stay out of this, Hiccup,
roared Stoic the Vast.
Politics is for grown-ups. Fetch me my sword. Sound the war horns. I want every man, woman and child practising their sword fighting night and day for the next 2 weeks.
But Father, protested Hiccup, please use your head here.
I am using my head,
roared Stoic the Vast, headbutting the wall.
If those bog blugglers set one toe in Hooligan Waters, by Thor, they're going to regret it.
Hiccup could feel himself getting cross too. He didn't stand up to his father very often, but he was so upset about Toothless that he got up and stood in front of Stoic with his hands on his hips. Why don't you believe me? He asked furiously. I have told you and told you this is the work of the Romans. I've even brought you back a Roman helmet to prove it. Hiccup pointed to the Roman helmet, which was sitting on a stool in the corner of the room. We could send out a war party to go and find these Romans and Toothless too. But oh no! You would rather stay here beating up the bog burglars than believe the word of your own son. For a moment, it seemed as if Hiccup was getting through to his father. Stoic's nostrils stopped flaring and he ceased to paw the ground with his foot. He looked at the Roman helmet. Maybe, just maybe, Hiccup was right. But then he looked at big boobied Bertha's letter and his temper returned.
The only good bog burglar is a dead bog burglar,
shouted Stoic at the top of his voice, and he stalked out of the room.
Don't blame your father too much, will you, Hiccup? Said old Wrinkly sadly. He means well, but when things get complicated, he gets confused. By the way, aren't you going to be late for your frightening foreigners lesson?
Oh, my goodness, said Hiccup. So I am.